page 29, which is the first parak. Until now we were learning Hakdama. So we're beginning our journey into the basic Yesoidis of Teresa Baal Shem, Chassidus Lamaise. And I know, and I'm very happy in advance that much of this, certainly this first mimer, is going to be familiar to those who have been learning Tanya. How it's going to work itself out as a way of setting us upon this path of Chassidus, which some will see further ahead in the parak, not at the beginning. The beginning should be very familiar to those who have learned Tanya and others from. But we'll understand why is it that it was crucial to begin Davke with this Maimer on Chochma and Bina, where everything begins. Everything begins, as far as our avoid is concerned, everything begins with Chochma and Bina. Obviously this Gavor me'al Gavor, it's higher and higher. But as far as we're concerned, Chochma and Bina is where it starts. So look inside in page 29. The Maimer de la Halam, Niskarev Bez Hashem Yisbarach Lahavi Nekudas Chaim Hashayachas Lekol Echad Ve'achad. In this parak, in this Maimer, we're going to learn, we're going to try to understand the Nekuda of life that is shayach to each and every one of us. Koach Sharashi Magriya. A koach that is at the root of all creation. Because you and I, of course, each and every one of us is created the way that the world was created. Sheshmai Chachma Ubina. In order for us to understand that it should be clear, to what degree does this apply to each and every one of us? Chochma Bina. Dai im netzayir la'enu uchenu. It's enough if we would just imagine. Shnayim hayetzim mibesom ulechas lebes haknesses beknesses haShabbos. Imagine two yidden that are leaving their homes Friday evening to go to shul, getting ready for Shabbos. V'echad noisen enev libay ela Shabbos. And one of them, we'll call him Reuven. Reuven's eyes and heart are turned to Shabbos. Menaseh l'schabe al metzias kayemes, sh'nischad sha'ata ba'olam. All he wants is to try to connect to this new metzias, this metzias of Shabbos, that is now in the world. Hain Habriya and the Shremima, all of creation has been lifted up. Vinesta Acharis L'Chalutin, and all of creation is mamish different. We're going to talk about that in the Shabbos year. When the Rishner, many of you remember that when the Rishner was a little boy, so, and he was told that it was already Shabbos, or still Shabbos, was very Shabbos, I don't remember, was it Friday, was it really late, let's say Shabbos, it was, you know, late Shabbos, but the Rishner just looked at the sky and he said, no, it's not a Shabbos to the sky. It's not yet, I don't see that it's a Shabbos to the sky. The whole Bria is different. All of creation is different. There's even a Maimer, a very important Maimer in Rav Zevin's Sefer L'Or HaHalacha, which is explaining a chakira that's found in the Achrayim regarding Shabbos itself. What happens by Shabbos? Is Shabbos a change in the person? Is it in the person who's shoyves, who rests on Shabbos, or is it that the entire world is at rest on Shabbos? Even though we see things continuing on, is the shvisa of the world reflected in our shvisa, or is it a din in the person to be shoyves and the world is as it was? And the Mekubalim, of course, Nimna Vagamu, that the world is entirely different. It's completely different on Shabbos. So this person, Reuven, when he goes to shul, he has these thoughts. V'umagbiya machshavtoi l'smazik b'briya, and he's lifting up his thoughts to try to blend into the Briya, to try to connect to this new edition of the Baruch Shalom's world, the Shabbos Dikah world. Lehei also is chelik min hayikum hamiranein l'Hashem. He all he wants to become a part of the entire world is singing to Hashem, which is what the tzaddikim say when we daven Kabbalah Shabbos. We say l'chun neranin l'Hashem, nari l'tzu yishenu. Who are we talking to? L'chun neranin l'Hashem, nari l'tzu yishenu. The Kab, my father beside you. You look at the Kabbalah there. It's that we're talking to everything in creation, to the trees. To the trees, to the rivers, to the lakes, to everything that exists, and we're saying, "No, lechun eranana together, lechun eranana l'ashem, nariyah l'tzu yishenu, the kabba pana beside of his mirrors, nariyah lie all together, everybody together." it's a big symphony of all creation that is entering into Shabbos. So Reuven, when he walks to shul Friday night, he's trying to think thoughts like this. Maria Lutzor Yeshai, to sing out to his creator, to the one who saves us. Vilo Hasheni, then we have Shimon. Vilo Hasheni, Eina Velibar Nesunim El Atzmai. Shimon's a good guy. This is a lot what we're talking about in the Shabbos Shurim from the Machabe, from the Reis Yisrael. But Shimon's eyes are focused upon himself. His eyes are focused upon himself. Tafus v'ochus b'mamado matzavai. He's thinking very, very much about where he's holding in the world. Who is he? Ha'im roi olav. Now he's a God-fearing person. And he's wondering, ha'im roi olav. Am I worthy? Am I not worthy? Heichan shav. This entire week, what was I really interested in this whole week? What was I thinking about? What was I working for? What was I striving for this entire week? Ula'an higia. And where did I reach this week? Where did I get to this past week? What did I accomplish this past week? I mean, you know, Avodas Hashem, obviously. Ma hisrachesh imay aknisas haShabbos. What has happened to me during this past week, up to this point of Kabbalah Shabbos? Ve'eich yuchal hisremim at el haShabbos. And he has this good thought, a wonderful thought. I'm all the way at the bottom. I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I'm in the low place. What could I do to lift myself up to Shabbos? What could I do? So this sounds very good, no? Both of these Jews are wonderful Jews, there's no question about it. Neither of them are walking to shul thinking about silliness. They're thinking big things. Still, merchak shamayim me'aretz. Reuven and Shimon are so far apart like heaven and earth. Of course, if you're thinking about how you left the car at the mechanic, or something like that, or on the way to the mechanic, it's even worse on Friday. So then that's a bigger distance than heaven to earth. So, but these two people, Reuben and Shimon, are far like heaven and earth. Like mesikus mechamitzus, the distance between sweetness and bitterness. Sourness, chamitzus. He'ero medichtuch. Ha'armi dichtuch, enlightenment, illumination from dichtuch, from oppression and being crushed and so on, and being depressed. Hu merchak chachma b'bina. It's the difference between chachma and bina. He's not explaining that now. And you don't understand? Why? Why is there such a difference? Why is there such a gap between these two? Reuven, who walks out into the Kabbalah Shabbos late afternoon, is thinking about the Bria of Shabbos and the whole world that has changed. And Shimon, who's thinking about himself and his faults and failures, who's wondering how could I ever possibly meet up with the Shabbos. Shemaim and Arz, heaven and earth. And this gap Who merech hakochem evina? But we need to understand. Niftach belimud hamusagim. In order to understand this, we'll come back to this much later. In order to understand this, we first have to define what is chochma and what is bina. Lahavinam bepashtus, to understand in a very simple way, ketzad misbatim behalcha habriya, how these two are expressed and manifested, chochma and bina, in all of the processes of creation and the soul. Ad shalirigoyim yira, ad shalirigoyim yira hamaimer, kabbalasoik betchunas enosh. For a few minutes, as we begin, for a few minutes it's going to seem as if we're speaking about something which is just a tchunais, enois, human characteristics and traits. V'lohi, but that's not it. Rak la'achar chidud hadvar, only after we sharpen our understanding and deepen our understanding, which is really ma'is yud ve'elach. First we have to just understand the terms. And only later on, a few pages from now, ma'is yud ve'elach, El ois koicham b'chol anasa ben Yehudi l'koina, then we will see it's not just different personalities. Not just there's a chochma person and a bina personality. Which some of you were there, Shul, it's not a few years ago we were talking about that inyan of chochma bina. There are chochma personalities and there are bina personalities. In a very broad way, it's the difference between Abba and Ima, a father, a mother, a man, and a woman. And we spoke then about Ashkenazim and Sfardim, and Chassidim and Misnagdim. So at the beginning, it would seem that we're talking about two different types of people, Reuven and Shimon, two different types, different personalities. But as we continue on through the Maamar, we're going to see that everything in a person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determined by that balance of Chochma and Bina. Zu pu'las tzadik l'chaim, the one who gave us the ability to understand this and to make this leap from man to God and from God to man, is Or Shiva Siyomim, is the light of the 7 days of creation, Maran HaBal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Holy Baal Shem, the Talmid of Zchusim Agenalai. Lahayir Nekudas Chochma B'Yehudi, who illuminated this point of Chochma in a Jew, Olirayimamai Eleha, to lift a Jew up to this madrega of living in this world of Chachma and connecting it with Bina. Ultimately, we know that Chazal taught us that Chachma Bina Atrei Reyin Delo Misparad and Delo Misparshin, that they're two beloved friends that are inseparable. The ideal and the goal is that there should be a beautiful chasna between Chachma Bina, the husband and the wife, father and mother. And when there is that chasna, and they're able to be joined together, as we're learning in Tanya, they can bear a beautiful fruit and offspring as far as chesed, gevura, and so on, emotions, until ultimately a person is able to be dovuk to Hashem Zbarach. But we first have to understand the nature of chachma and the nature of bina before we could make a shidduch, before we could understand what the shidduch is and how to make a shidduch. We have to understand each one. There are people who are very, very, have very good intentions, and they're trying to make shidduchim, and all they know is that that's a boy and that's a girl. I'm sure you've heard about shadchanim like this, and if the two have done, sometimes it works actually, but it's mostly frustrating when someone just says, you know, like whatever, Aunt Bessie knows some girl on her block, and this other person knows, you know, a guy from the shul, and what else is there, and to try to make a shidduch. Someday it could be siyata d'shmai, but it's very, very haphazard, and it's very unlikely that it's going to work. There needs to be a nekuda of chibur between the two to understand why is it a shidduch, and how could you make a shidduch between the two. And a shadchan has to understand what is the inyan of chachma, what's the inyan of bina, and the shadchan, of course, is das, and das makes that shidduch between chachma and bina. So, but first we have to understand what is the nature of chachma, who's the who's the guy and the nature of Bina and who's the girl. And then we could talk about the Shidduch. As we're going to learn, one step at a time. Aleph. Yesh ubepesa pisaim noifa b'marchus l'odem ra'ayayin. It happens that all of a sudden a person has an idea. All of a sudden a person has an idea. He doesn't know where it fell from. All of a sudden he has an idea. Derech mashal. For instance, a wonderful idea. L'kayim hachnosis sefer Torah l'zeicha saba. All of a sudden, this Yid had an idea. It fell into his head that it would be a nice thing to have a sefer Torah written and to make a hachnosis sefer Torah in memory of the Zayde. Oisei rega kat. That split second, when that ra'ayon, when that idea came into his mind, that second mechil b'soichai es kol ha'inyan liprate pratev. It contains, in potential, it contains the DNA of whatever could be, all the details that are going to, over time, in Yitzh Hashem, be revealed, that are going to unfold. Ad ha'prat ha'achrein, all the way till malchus shabamachus, all the way down to the tiniest little detail. B'ha'bozak, b'hi'bozek ha'borek, with that flash of lightning, which is like, that's sort of when there's a flash of lightning, the person could be in a very, very, very dark place, you don't know what's going on, and there's a flash of lightning, and for a split second, you see everything, and then boop, and then it's gone. So in that flash, b'hibozek habarak, ra'ar la'inei ruchai, that split second, that flash, he was able to see in the eyes of his spirit, obviously, not physically, as a chagiga hagadayla, he was able to see people dancing, a big chagiga, a big simcha, as a achnosa lahechal, bringing the Sefer Torah into the shul, gamis sudas ha-mitzvah shlachareha, he was able to see the sudas mitzvah, it could be he even saw the menu of the sudas mitzvah. He saw the menu. And he saw the day after, the unbelievable feeling of accomplishment and joy the next day. All the prote-protem that would emerge from that nekuda, that flesh. Hakol pituach shel oisoi garin rayon rishoni. Everything that will take place, and all the planning that will go on over the next weeks and months, is an outgrowth, or is the revelation of that original seed of that flash of understanding, of thought. V'rega miyuchadza, at that special moment. Ain a yerid adayin lepratim. Lemaisa, he doesn't go into any of the pratim. He doesn't go into any of the pratim. He doesn't go into any of the particulars. He sees in a second the whole thing. But he doesn't go into any of the particulars. Kegon mehechan lahosig es schumi hakesef hagadol manitzorach amakach. For instance, where am I going to get the money for this? Where am I going to get the money for this? Which, when a person starts to think about that too soon, then he'll never accomplish anything. He'll never get the Sefer Torah. He'll never build a yeshiva. He'll never build a shul. And for many people, they'll never get married, have a family. Because I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to afford it. I've had conversations like that with single people. Because somebody talking to somebody, you know, some 44-year-old guy that lost his hair already 10 years earlier. And he's still crafting. I don't know, it's hard, you know, the economy, you hear what's going on. So, I don't know. I still have these conversations with the person. The economy, that's maybe why he lost this year, he's so nervous about the economy. You see what's going on. How could a person raise a family in this world, you know, how much problems there are with kids going off the derech? He's talking about kids going off the derech, and he's talking about how difficult that it's going to be to pay for the tuitions. And, you know, he gets into these machshavas of the Pratim, and he doesn't live at all in the world of Chachma. That's the difference. Mizruch to Ma'ariv, Shemayim and Aretz. He lives in the Pratim, and he gets lost in the Pratim. He spoke a lot about that in Aretz HaTshuva also. He gets lost in the Pratim, and in Aretz HaTorah. He gets lost in the Pratim. And he's paralyzed by the Pratim. The Pratim can't be ignored. Of course not. But at the beginning, in the world of Chachma, he's not thinking about who am I going to speak to, how am I going to get the money. It costs a lot to get a Sefer Torah. Is a Sefer Stam? Which Sefer am I going to get? Who's a good Sefer? Where should we put the Sefer Torah? I mean, we have their grandchildren, their children. This one davens here, this one learns there. Where are we going to, maybe by Zaydi Shul? Where, what? He doesn't go into that. Esmi Yasmin le Seuda, who should they invite to the Seuda? Ve'echen Yerkem is a Parochas, and where should they have the Parochas made? The curtain for the Aron. Ata, eno, next page 30. Ata eno shas libay klalu klal elanaisim halalu. He sees in that second one, the lightning flash, in that flash he sees everything already finished, and he doesn't pay any attention right now to all of these important questions. Even though all of these questions have to be addressed in order to get from the idea to the final product. All of these questions are going to have to be answered. Cover the money, and the parochus, and the shul, and the people. Everything has to be addressed. And if not, if they're not addressed, then the idea will just remain an idea. So nothing will come of it. Kerega matzui b'shlav leidas etzem harayon. That's not for now. At the moment, he's living in the experience of the actual idea. Hakolel umeichel as kol mashi yispateach hemenu. That includes in it everything, without focusing on Aleph Beis Gimel, but it has the whole picture of everything that could possibly potentially develop over here. Soif ma'aseh b'machshav v'tchila. The soif ma'aseh, the final picture, is b'machshav v'tchila, is in that thought, in that chachma. L'zois yikarei kayach chachma sheba'olam uba'adam. This is called the kayach of chachma in the world and how Hashem has created the world, uba'adam and in man. Oisius, as we learned in Tanya, and those who learn this from Galatians have seen this over and over, that Chachma is the Oisius Kayach Ma. The Kayach, the energy, the potential of Ma. What does that mean? Mechad Yeshkan es kol ha-Kayach. On the one hand, all of the Kayach, in Chachma is all of the energy, all of the power, all of the vision, that has the ability, which is hamafil upoil b'chol mishtel shel achrav, that's going to give the energy, the koyach, for any possible outcome. All of it is contained in that moment, that powerful nuclear blast of chachma. It's all there, the koyach, in potential, that power, that energy is there. Hein lulei rega harayon, if not for the moment of that thought, if not for that moment of chachma, lo haya kan ma'uma, there'd be nothing. Nimtza shul koyachai shul kol ha'inyan. So it's the koyach, it's the energy behind the entire inyan, behind the entire plan. Me'idach, on the other hand, Adain motzui harayin bedargas ma. On the other hand, the idea is still in a state of, practically, lemaisa, is still in a state of ma. Hainu, mufshat min hametzias. In other words, ma. What is this? What is it? Meaning it's abstract. Terem bo la'olam, it hasn't yet come into the world. Kol ro'ehu oimer ma. Whoever talks to the person, he's very excited. And he's trying to scribble some things on a blackboard. But whoever sees this asks, what are you talking about? What is this? What do you mean? Hein eini roya ma'uma. I don't see anything. I don't see anything. That's Aleph. That's Chachma. Koach ma. Everything there, everything is the koach is all there, but as far as what it is now, it's ma. What is it? La'achem came after this. Megi ha'shlav ha'sheni. Come to the second shlav, the second phase. Shel pituach garin ha'chachma, the beginning of the development of that seed of chachma, el shlavei ha'maisa, towards the steps that are going to be necessary to bring it out lemaisa. Megi el beisai. So now the fellow that had this thought of a Sefer Torah for his grandfather, he comes home, maschil lahalos al daf. He takes out a paper and he starts to write very quickly down Rishimas Pratim Rishayim. He begins to write down the first Pratim. Could be 2 years from now he's going to look back, however long it takes, 3 years, and look back at this paper and have very, very warm, strong memories about that first Rishima. He looks at and he writes down on the paper, Levara al Sefer Stam Mumcha. First, he writes down, check into Seferim, check into, look up, do some research on Seferim, who's a good Sefer to get. Lis Anyein v'mechirim, compare prices. Lis Ocherchim b'nei Mishpacha al Giyus Ksofim, talk to the family members about trying to raise the money. Marchik l'moed mulchayoser. Later on, he'll get to things like a suda, a meal, and stuff like that. He has time for that. But the beginning is, of course, a cipher, the money. That's the beginning. Now he's already in Bina land. He's already in the world of Bina. Bina Meloshin Binyan. I know this is Chazara, but it's a good Chazara. Bina is Miloshin Binyan. Bina is from the word Binyan, which means you're now getting to work on building the idea into something that's real. Dainu Binias Harayoin Shlav Al Shlav. Now you're taking that initial lightning flash and you're beginning to work on it step by step. Shlav Al Shlav Nituchai Upiruko. Dissecting and analyzing and so on. Bina is also Meloshin Ben. It also means, Bina is also from Meloshin of a son, a Ben. Klemer, Hishtalshlus min Garin Amuvshetes Achachma. It's already the offspring, the first, the Bechor. It's the firstborn in the Lamaisa of that Chachma. There's something now that's coming, Lamaisa. It's beginning to materialize, to take shape and form. Bina kipshuta. Bina, we understand, Bina means Havana. It means Havana, understanding, working it through. His boininus, the lashon of his boininus, contemplating, thinking. Yerida lepratim, descending into all of the details. B'svarma kadoshim, in the parentheses, B'svarma kadoshim kinu is kach ha-chachm b'shem Abba. In the svarma kadoshim, chachm is called Abba, Father. B'sabina, and Bina is called Ima, mother. Av Mevi is Aksafim. Traditionally, the father goes and raises the money, he earns a panasa. Shein Chaymer Garlam, Hamichil Hakol, Achter Mispateach. Somebody brings home a check, or somebody brings home some money, you can't eat that, and you can't wear that to school. The money has to be taken, and it has to be divided up, and it has to be put in the bank, or whatever, or cash the check, and divide it up. This is for food, this is for clothing, this is for this and that, and so on. The money is koach, ma, right? The money itself is a bechina of chachma. It hasn't yet taken shape or form. Like you see people that they open up a business and they want to put their first dollar, they used to put a $2 bill, they still have that, used to put onto the wall with the hope that nobody would break in and take their last dollar. And the first dollar and the last dollar, so to hang with it. So the person, let's say you marry somebody, say a girl marries a guy who doesn't want to just hang up his first dollar, he wants to hang up every dollar he makes. Just every check he gets and whatever and all the cash, he just likes to. It makes him feel so proud. I mean, he worked hard and he got his paycheck, whatever. It's a $300 paycheck. And his wife says, "I'd like to buy some milk and things, some bread." He says, "To hang that up," and he laminates it, and he hangs up the first check. And then she thought, "Okay, I knew he was a little strange and I married him, but maybe it'll work out." And the next check also, now he knows, it goes right next to it. He wants over the years to line up, to line the walls just with paychecks. So we would say, besides they say that he's crazy, you'd say that there's a lot of koyach here. There's a lot of spending power. There's a lot, the koyach is gewaldig. But the maise, the children have starved, the wife starved, and he's still sitting there, he himself is starving, there's less koiches, he's pasting up the check, So we understand that the inyan of parnasa, it's that bechina of koach ma. It's not yet gone through the hands of Bina and the world of Bina, which devises a plan of Kach v'kach, and it is able to translate that spending power into actual life for the family. Onam v'lader kesef ein mu'um. It's true that without the money you can't get anything. Ach ein by kedei lahasbiya v'litzar mazn b'pal. But even if it's a $1 million check. And if a person gets a $1 million check and he's in the desert, what's going to do with it? He would trade it in for a drink of water. What's he going to do with $1 million? A good $1 million check from a legitimate check. What's he going to do with it? Walking around in the desert. Imahi, the mother. So imahi shadarka lefarek es shuhuvala. The ima, the mother, just like in the womb, where the baby begins to take shape and form, the eyes and ears and so on, as we learned many times, and there begins to be the pratim, the development of a human being, from the koachma of the father. So too, the mother, the wife, takes this money, and through her, she begins to divide it as shehuvala, was brought to her, prat achar prat. One prat after another prat. Ulahavi heimenu asatay tzar ritsuya. So that ultimately, they can come to a positive and good mitzias of what? Recheshes bekesef chitim. She's able to buy the wheat, like in the old days now, to the store, buy what she needs. And she's able to make the flour and to bake bread for all the children. It's the Inyan of Bina. So that's, in the Svarma Gadayishim, obviously, it's much, much, much deeper than that. And we've learned many times, it's the Inyan of Torah Shebichsav, which is Chochmah, and Torah Shebaalpeh, which is Bina. And as we learned in Eretz HaTorah, and there's much, much more to talk about. But that is the, that is not just a marshal. That's the reality of Chochmah Bina. Agav B'Ktzara Mamish. Is Beis. Just briefly, because it's a little bit of an agav. Imki lo yizah maduba denan, even though it's not the main subject right now, ha-hachlota lotzeis el-shlavei ma'yisei b'poel mamish, the decision to carry something out, because chochma and bina are still thoughts, plans, writing on the paper, and so on, to bring it together, and to go out and do it, that of course is called das. We're not going into das. The Maimon here is not about das. But that's called das. Klemer chibur hamayach al aguf. Das always means connection. The binding together of the mind and the body. It's no longer a thought. It's no longer a theory. Even a well thought out idea. To bring it into the lamaisa, there must be das. To take this seichel that's abstract, and to, even though it's become less abstract through Bina, but to bring it elapula lemaisa, you need das. Kan yavo l'shimush midas ha'adam. Here's where the midas, our midas, are put into use. Noite yoiser le soifer plani ki ayhavai umaricha. The person is inclined to hire a particular soifer. Why? He loves that soifer. He loves his work. It's an old family friend. His heart is inclined towards that soifer. That feeling of admiration and of love that he has for the soifer, of course, that's called chesed. So, even though he's inclined towards this cipher, and he really likes him as a person, and he's heard he's really, really talented, but lachemikain, shaylalai, unfortunately, he can't hire him. Yishum ha-mechira gavoa. It's just too expensive. So the answer has to be over here, no. Chesed was telling him, this is your man, but Gvur came over here and said, yeah, but it's going to create too much of a burden on the family, and we can't afford this. That's very gvur. That's holding back. Ad shemegi imar lupshara. So now, it could be that he goes back to the sofer, and he talks to him about the matzav of the family, and how much this would mean. And you knew my zaydi also. V'chulu v'chulu, with the best talents that we have inherited from our ancestors. He handles with the sofer. And that's okay, because the sofer was overcharging him anyway to begin with. This is how these things work. Ad shemegi emer l'pshara. So they come to a pshara. They're working out. A pshara. Which in English is called a compromise. It's much deeper than the English word. They come to a pshara. Ach shekol echad yotze l'kras re'eyu. Each one tried to move towards the other. The fellow tried to raise it a little bit more, to get offer a little bit more money than he originally offered, and the cipher was to come down a little bit. The yigiu lahachra bekava emsa, and they came to a hachra. Right, it already went through chachma, bina, and das to go out lemaisa. Then it was chesed. I like this cipher. Then it was gevura. I can't afford this price that he's asking. Then they try to strike a pshara, balance, that's teferis. Ha chesed nikra gam b'shem gedula. Everywhere in Tanakh and in the Svarim, Chesed is also called Gedul. L'cha Hashem HaGedula, V'HaGevur, V'HaTeferes, V'HaNetzach, V'HaHoyt, and so on. It's also called Gedula, greatness, bigness. Ki darko l'esrachev, l'espashet v'ligdol, because the way of Chesed is much, to expand, and to give, and to go out, and so on. L'umas HaGevur, compared to Gevur, Shadarko, of course, is what? L'tzamtzem, to restrict, to constrain, Lahagbil, to limit. 30, page 31. Hisbakesh l'haniyech. We're going forward. This is again all agav. This is all in parentheses because we're really dealing with chacham nebina. But just to get a taste of how this is mistalshal in every single thing that we do. There isn't anything in our lives that could possibly be outside this system. Nothing. Everything we ever think of, feel, or do fits into this system. There's no such thing as anything that's not in this system. His bakesh laniach. So let's go weiter. His bakesh laniach de mekedima. Fine. They come to a price. They're happy. They drink a l'chaim, and he should give. He's supposed to give a deposit to give some money. His bakesh laniach de mekedima. Nigash efer legius aksofim bepoil. So now he has to go and to talk to the chevra about money. He has to talk to the relatives about money. Oyzer oyz. This is not easy for him. He doesn't do these kind of things. He has to strengthen himself and get up the courage. Negativai. It's against his nature. Lichboishes habusha. To overcome the embarrassment. Ule natscha. To defeat that natural shame and embarrassment to go around asking for money. The ability to do that is called netzach. To overcome that which is in the way is netzach, l'natzeach. And netzach, of course, means nitzchius, to be able to overcome a barrier, to see through it that the process continues. Netzach, l'natzeach, that it should reach, it should go on, l'netzach. Lehizdapek al pischei echad adoidim. He goes and he knocks on one of the uncle's doors. Kedei lahatrimai, to raise money to go to the uncle. So he does that. He has to be menatzeach, the embarrassment and fear, his shyness and so on, all the things that are in the way inside of him, and he goes over there, and he has to knock on the door. Anybody that ever was in that. Was there's some people that they were created with such an inyan of doing that, but anybody who was not created that way knows that it's a very, very, very hard thing. It's a very hard thing to go over to knock on the door, and it's a very light tap with a tefillah, please, that no one's home, right? But he has to overcome that. Kedei lahatrimai. Oh, so he was menatzeach that embarrassment. He was able to overcome that netzach, and he went in to the uncle, and he spoke to him about the project, about his dream. And the uncle responded very nicely, and he got a nice contribution. So when he received this money, he walks out chosh bitul on the michus. He feels so small. He feels so small. A certain bittel and nemichus, small and humbled. El mul roichav libai. When he recognizing the kindness and the generosity of his uncle, how he responded. The yikar halichaisav, and how precious are the ways of my how my uncle is, how he deals with things. Hoid is a lashon, that's the midah of hoid. Hoid is a lashon of his batlus. Noichach yoifi fahada. It's a feeling of humility when you're in the presence of something that is spectacular, that's beautiful. And you feel small and humble in the presence of something great. Leichodal melahoidaislai. He can't stop thanking him. Hoid is also todah. Lahoidais. He's thanking his uncle because Haida is lashon of Taida, of thanks. Sovar, and he feels now so small. Why? Because Sovar Tomet Shahadayid Hinay Kamsen, he always thought that the uncle was a cheap guy. Vata Moide Ala Emes, right? We know the Maimon from Alter Rebbe, and the meaning of Moiden Drabonin, of Moiden, Anach Melach. And now the word Hoid is also Moide. Moide means he concedes, he confesses, and he admits that he was wrong. That's also a bit like, I was wrong. I didn't think he'd come through. I thought he'd give me, you know, whatever, 18 shkolim or something. I didn't think he'd come through. Hoid is Moide Ala Emes. Shane's okay. That it turns out that it's not true. He's not. It's not what I thought. He's generous. He's wonderful. Say that his work is not done. Adain chosel eschum. He's still missing the amount that he needs. I mean, he doesn't have the whole amount. And Karofu Yodav Milotzeh Shuv Lepu'ula, and he doesn't have the kaiches to go to other people. Amuvatel Es Atzmai Elaha Hachlat. The height also means, even though everything in his kishkes is telling him, you can't do this again, this was horrible, it was such a painful thing, you can't do this again. And he wants to, and he just, you know, he's going to procrastinate. You know what it means to procrastinate? Right, you don't have to answer that now. So there's this natia to procrastinate, but then what happens? There's the hide. There's a mida of hide. There's a mida of hide that he's mevatel himself to the hachlot. The meaning, look, he says to himself, I made this decision and I started working on it. I'm going to do this for our grandfather, and he. Humbles himself before the bigger picture of what it is that he needs to accomplish. He's mevatel himself to the decision. I made this decision. I'm going to go. I just have to keep on doing. I have to keep on going. Hoid is kvifa ubitla, means to submit, to give in. As we learned. Umamshech legayis, and he continues on to other members of the family or friends, whatever. Lamrois Hisusa Vikoshev, despite all of his hesitations and difficulties. Kasha Yesh Biyodowas Malayas Khumari Shaini. So now he has the money that he needs at least for the down payment. So now it's getting serious. He's able to go back to the cipher and say, okay, we can get started. As I hushlumukva kol shlave hasechel. So now we've already seen, at least for phase one, Chachma and Bina coming together. Molo Hamidas Chachma and Bina, the father and mother had children. The Midas what? Of Chesed, Gevur, Teferis, Netzach, and Hoid. V'ata Higia El Hashpo B'Poyel. And now he has all of this and he has to go Lamaisa, to bring the money over, which seems to be the simplest thing of all. Adirabi, he's thrilled, he's excited, and he's running all the way to the cipher. Megi ala cipher, he gets to the cipher. Umeniach al shulchano tovin delaranu shkilin, meaning he puts good dollars in shkolim, he puts the money on the table. Fine. Mikan ve'elach, from here on in, we're no longer now in the stage of theory, of a theoretical, imaginary Sefer Torah. The Sefer is going to start writing. And we're now at a stage where the idea, the flesh of Chachma, is taking physical shape and form. Shehi Yesod, Hayetziah, which is the Midah of Yesod. Shehi Yesod Hayetzia El Derech Haksiva B'Poel, which is the Yesod of the quill being put into the ink, and the beginning Ut of all of that coming together, with the cipher's hand getting ready to write. Yisoid nirka gam b'shem kol. Ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz. Yisoid is called kol, everything. Because it's where everything can mechil v'kol ha'kol. Because Yisoid hasn't it. Because now, putting this money on the table, hasn't it. Chochma b'ina, das, teferes, netzach chayit. It's all in that money on the sofer's table. Ki mechil v'kol ha'kol. Ha'sofer ha'makavel. The sofer takes the money. Mabit elashtaris, he looks at the bills or the checks, whatever. Raya behemis kol shmeinas hashlavim shekodmu l'shlavachi. The sofer, when looking this, he sees that this yid put in all chachma. He's not just tam a dreamer. He's not another dray cup. He put in tafna chachma. This yid went to bina and he went to das and he went to chesed gvur to fresh netzachayit. And the sofer recognizes that right away when he looks at the money. It's an oimav ha'isah. But we'd say more than Omer Vais. He is a Choshev, a Mizbainain, and so on. And the Sofer sees this in the money, besides seeing that he's able to pay a little bit of his rent. Rabbi is called Shemanis HaShlovim Shekodmul HaShlov HaChi HaAshpor UNesina B'Poyel. All of this is before it came to the time of Yisoid, where there's going to be an exchange from one hand to the other, from the guy to the cipher, who may, which is in your Yisod, is already, there's everything comes together and there's a hashpa by Yisod. Umevin adma rav omal ha'ish, and the cipher understands and appreciates. Wow, how hard this guy had to work. He knows his family situation. He knows his teva. He knows him for a long time. He says, wow, this is impressive. He sees how badly he wants to have a Sefer Torah for his grandfather. He sees that. And with this thought, the Sefer receives the money. But all of that hard work made it possible for there to be a clay kibble, which is Malchus, for this to take place. Makshreifais atzmali is klila kablam. Malchus kezracham enechnoim l'shiltan melech. Like the citizens, like the people of a certain Malchus, that they accept, and they're awed by all of the plans and the concerns and the hard work of the king. For them. And the Soif Davi is Kabbalah's Malchus. Ulis Chayiv Bitmura, and the Sofer looks up to this friend, to this Yid, and says, Hinani Muchen Mzum. Say that. It's time to get started. I'm committed to making this happen. You're serious? I'm serious. I'm going to go to the mikveh, I'm going to get to work. To bring into reality the final product. Now, of course, there's something that's higher than this. Of course, we have to talk about Keser just for a minute, but all of this is in parentheses. Keser is the Ratzon. It's the Ratzon that's even higher than Chachma. We'll just talk about it in the parentheses next week, and we'll continue with the second Chalik of the Maimon.